Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
I'm not sure exactly what this is.
May I have your zip code?
Well, my zip code could be 33301.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Bruce Ross.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
215 Southeast 8th Avenue, number 1824, Lawndale, Florida, 33301.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the Pulse oximeter on May 16th, paying $574 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Right. Well, how come I have a temporary authorization of $67.32 on my credit card?
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $67.32. That starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, so what I could go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund. This will also cancel.
I'm not taking a 35%. It didn't say anything about that when I ordered that thing. It said $5 and something cents for shipping and handling.
It did state that in the terms and conditions, sir, and I do apologize that information went unnoticed.
Well, I don't see it anywhere, and I'm looking at it.
It was on the website when you placed the order. When it asked you, are you 18 years or older, and you checked that box, the terms and conditions was right underneath. Now, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, the best that I could do is a 50% refund.
No, I'm just going to call the credit card company and deny the charge.
That won't be necessary for you because they're going to contact us, and we're going to send them the terms and it won't be necessary for you because they're going to contact us, and we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. They will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then once they see that the charges are valid and that it was you that placed this order, you will receive the $67.32 back. Now, just give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what else I can do for you. I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
I'm here. Don't worry.
So my supervisor did get back with me, and she did state that I can issue you that full refund as a one-time courtesy. You should see it within 3 to 5 business days. Now I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
All right, just let me get a pen. Thank you. I'm sorry
C
about
as
this
in
confusion.
Charlie?
Yeah. Well, all right, just 1 second, please. What is it?
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
2602.
C 2602. 66. 970. Okay, can you repeat that?
C as in Charlie. 2602. 66970.
Thank you very much. And what was your name?
Secret.
What's that?
Secret.
See, Grace. I appreciate it, dear.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.